Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you the final installation of the Dog Days of Advent for December 25th. First, Merry Christmas, one and all. Hope you had a wonderful day. We're able to spend time either in person or online or on phone or something with friends and family. A quick catch up. I did attend the 5 p.m. service. Donna sang at 5 and 7. I made notes. I put the PDF of the church bulletin on my Remarkable and then wrote all over it, made notes of where I would like to place cameras for the 7 p.m. service. So I went and live streamed that. But frankly, it wasn't my best job. When I got there, one of the cameras was not plugged in and charging, so it was almost dead. And that's got to be my fault because I put them away on Sunday, unless somebody borrowed something during the week and didn't plug it in. But I didn't see anything and it wasn't likely, so it's more than likely my fault. And I try to do diligence every week and go, are they all plugged in? Are they all plugged in? Are they all plugged in before I leave? Because I know what a pain that can be when you're caught a camera short. I gave it a charge for about 30 minutes and it was almost enough to get to the end of the service. So, yeah, it's not like people were watching a dark screen. It's just that I couldn't use that camera. It was on the brass because we had horns playing and I needed a camera angle on them. But, yeah, it was not my finest hour. I also missed a few titles here and there and had a couple of oopses on the camera. Nothing that would really interrupt the, you know, viewing of the person that was watching on YouTube or Facebook, but I could have done better. Could have done much better. It's always handy when one of the other camera people is there leaning over your shoulder, even just to say, we're not, you know, on hymn 273. Oh yeah. Thanks for the reminder about the title. Or, the people walked off screen, use a different camera or switch to camera 4. It's nice to have a little director over your shoulder just for a reminder. And I could have used that last night. We got home, had a lovely dinner with my daughter and son-in-law after we got back from church. It became a late night, though, because we got back about 8:30. Then Grant just brought over the food. He'd been cooking for a few hours. We added to what we had. And I think we were eating till probably 9:30, 10, and then got to bed and sat around and read books and watched TV. And it was like, well, after 11 by the time I got to sleep. So we slept in the morning. Sleeping in for me is 7 a.m. And then I started sending texts out to friends and family, wishing them a Christmas. Donna and I got a nice picture at church last night in front of all the poinsettias and the altar and whatnot. And have been sending that right, left, and center all day and crossing people off of my need-to-be-contacted list. So that was fun. We had a fun opening some presents and watched, what did we watch? Christmas Story and Die Hard. And I realized there really isn't a whole lot of Christmas in Die Hard, but it is a Christmas movie. I still stand by my decision. And then catching up with friends and family, called my other daughter, Julie, see how she's doing. Had just a nice, nice day, relaxing day. So let's get into today's story, today's song, final song of the Dog Days of Podcasting, Joy to the World.
Let every Repeat the sound, enjoy. Repeat, repeat the sound, enjoy. No more let sin and sorrows grow. No thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is far, far as the curse is far, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Alrighty, that's the last one. I don't know if I'm going to get a Christmas tree. Kind of depends on the schedule tomorrow. I may sneak one in. So stay subscribed. I think Craig's got this up till the 1st, although I thought he was going on a trip. I forgot what the date of that was. Apologize. Loved hearing about the different Christmas traditions you all have over this year's Dog Days of Advent. And I may think about doing that as a theme next year. We'll see. We'll see. That I've got lots of family stories and come from a big family. I'm an old person, so we've got lots of ones from my daughters and then brothers and sisters, all that kind of stuff. We'll see what if I can contribute to that. Put that down as a potential topic for next year if I can't think of anything else. And look forward to hearing from you all online. And we've got chat going back and forth. We've got a Facebook group. And until we can meet again, either in person, online, in audio for the Dog Days of Podcasting in August. And till then, have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Give someone you love a hug. Tell them you love them. All year round, you can do that. That's not just a Christmas thing. But till next time, take care, stay safe. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.